It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Hey, there's a new drive for your computer. It's just not at your house. Google is now offering Google Drive, a cloud computing service. As long as you have a good internet connection, you can save documents, photos, videos, all to Google's servers. Here's Google announcing it.
Now all your stuff, work or play, is in one place. Easy to find and easy to share.
John Biggs from TechCrunch says Google Drive is pretty simple.
If you do everything correctly, you're going to basically have a folder on your desktop that gives you access to your Google Docs that you've written in the past and new documents that you drag onto there later on. And the trick is that it will sync over multiple computers. So if you had a laptop and a PC, or if you just wanted to get your files through a web browser, you could do that using Google Drive.
And it comes with 5 gigabytes of free storage. How much space is that? What kind of things might fill up 5 gigs?
So in terms of documents, that's going to be feasibly thousands of documents. That's quite a bit of space. In terms of photos and things, you could say about 500 to 1,000 photos. In terms of movies, that's about 5 movies.
Okay, so if I'm in the market for a cloud service, how is Google's different than what is already there?
You have your Dropboxes out there. You have your SugarSyncs out there, which are 2 similar services to this. But those are focused mainly on file sharing. This sort of embeds itself into your workflow and could feasibly change the way that you store and share files.
The cloud computing market is crowded and growing. Dropbox and Microsoft just updated their offerings. Apple, Amazon, and a ton of other companies are in the space. Now, Google. Why does everyone want to store my stuff all of a sudden? Let's recall that line from the movie All the President's Men.
Follow the money.
What do you mean?
Just follow the money.
Frank Gillette, analyst at Forrester Research. How do these companies make money off me?
In the case of Microsoft and Apple, they want us to keep buying operating systems, Windows or Microsoft Office, or hardware, Apple. But in the case of Google, they want us to keep visiting the Google pages and looking at advertising.
How about data mining? How about getting our information and using that to their advantage?
Well, that's in the business models of some of them. So if you have a search or advertising-based business model, then yes, understanding what your customers think about and are doing is sort of giving you insight into the things that they might find most useful. Some people like that kind of help, and other people find it an invasion of privacy.
Frank Gillette from Forrester. And now a tech vocabulary word.
Liquid metal.
It's a compound word made of liquid and metal. You'll be hearing it and touching it a lot more in the near future.
Liquid metal
is a polymer made out of titanium, zirconium, nickel, copper, and a few other metals blended together to make a surface so smooth it resembles liquid.
Liquid metal
is rumored to be what the next iPhones and maybe the next MacBook Pros from Apple will be made out of. Scratch and dent resistant and super strong. Apple may need to work on some branding issues, though, because when I hear
liquid metal,
I think of Terminator 2.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And then I think the iPhone will be a futuristic robot sent from the future to destroy me, which is a problematic association for
liquid metal.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. And by Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.